This is Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana's 7th Congressional District. You're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310 The Light.
All right, welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310. As everybody now knows, Mayor Greg Ballard is not running for a third term. That makes it an open seat in the race for mayor. Republicans, the only Republican I have heard of who has said publicly that they're running in the Republican primary is Jocelyn Tandy Adonde. We know the Democrat now is, so far, the only person in the Democratic primary is Joe Hogsett. State Representative Ed Delaney took himself out of the race last week. Then filing a exploratory committee paperwork, the Reverend Charles Harrison from Ten Point Coalition. The other person filing paperwork for an exploratory committee was Sam Carson. And we'll find out whether Sam is still exploring or whether he's about to cross the river. Sam Carson is in our studio, and it's a special day for him because this is the day the late, great Julia Carson was called home to be with her Lord and Savior on this day in 2007. Sam Carson, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Amos. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. So a few months ago, you filled out that paperwork to create an exploratory committee, which doesn't commit anyone to run for mayor. It's just an intention that you're thinking about it. So you spent the last few months thinking?
Well, yes, I have. And it's very important to me that once it was very important to me that once I made a decision was to contact, I guess, the voice of the black community. And I understand that the mayor represents all the people, mm-hmm. but it's just very important for me to make this announcement, my official announcement, to the black community. And the best way to do that is on the Amos Brown Show. So if you will allow me, sir, I will.
So what you gonna do next year?
Next year.
That's 2015, which is here in a minute.
Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do this year.
What you going to do for the remaining 16 days of this year?
Yeah, and the rest of next year.
Okay.
Okay, for one, I'm running for mayor.
Okay.
You know, this is my second time, and what I'm doing is different this time opposed to last time. Last time I ran as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I have since switched parties. I'm now an independent, and I plan to build this party. Instead of complaining, I did a lot of complaining last time. You know, my eyes on the prize this time. And I plan to make this a very respectful, powerful, energetic run. And, you know, honor, number one, my mother, mm-hmm. Because I've been watching a lot of her videos. And I've learned a lot, you know, from her since she passed and watching her videos.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to run as an independent. As I understand it, in order to run as an independent, do you have to, like, get signatures on petitions?
I have to get signatures. I was down at the election board last Friday, so the number, the way it's kind of penciled in, the number right now is about 5,000 signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And something I plan to do to announce sometime in January is I have two people that are interested in running for City County Council as independents.
Okay.
And one is in my district, you know, mm-hmm. Council District 9. Mm-hmm. So whoever the City County Councilor is for that district, they will have opposition next year. And the other, I just put it out there, is in the Hawley area.
Okay.
So, and I'll put that out there. But long story short is the people in the city of Indianapolis, quite a few are suffering. My focus, my number one priority is to put the money, is to put money in the pockets of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, would say to the folks that are listening to the candidates that are interested in being the 49th mayor of the city of Indianapolis is to listen very, keenly to what they're saying. I'm leading up to saying that if it ain't making money, it ain't making sense. You have ex-offenders.
You mean money for folks, the residents of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean putting money in the people, mm-hmm. in the people's pockets.
Right.
You know, they're oftentimes I listen to your show, someone has a job, you know, for a couple months, they're called an HR, and they have a felony and they're dismissed. You know, HR all of a sudden says, oh, you have a felony, you have to go.
Right.
But I have a plan for the city of Indianapolis. Number one, I'm not paying any money for any bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's off the table. You know, no more bike lanes because in the Build Indy plan too, $31.5 million has been set aside for bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
That $31.5 million, the plan that I have, it's a black economics peace plan.
Mm-hmm.
I very seldom even use crime plan anymore. But my peace plan is to divide the city of Indianapolis into four sections, Meridian Street and Washington Street being the dividing lines. Mm-hmm. I have to hire a project manager that will oversee the four different sections. The four different sections will have town managers. Mm-hmm. Okay, these town managers, and these are labor jobs mm-hmm. for right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, the people that get these jobs will be independent contractors. You don't get any benefits other than the benefits of restoring dignity to you, because quite a few people out here are struggling. Mm-hmm. The plan is to have two shifts. Each shift, everyone gets paid $15 an hour. One shift is roughly 8 to 12:30. The other shift is roughly, you know, 1 to 5, 1 to 5:30, something like that. This is just, these are just the planning stages. Things can change.
What would these people be doing?
Well, the concept is keep Indianapolis beautiful. It's just cleaning the city. Mm-hmm. You know, senior citizens that can't cut grass. It's strictly labor.
Right.
It is strictly labor. You know, I have
but
to.
But it's putting people to work, even at a part-time basis, but at a decent wage.
Yeah, $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. And the way I plan to pay a person is, it's like the food stamp, the EBT card.
Right.
You show up for work on Monday. Every Friday on that card, you got money on that card. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a sense of dignity. You have people out here now that have warrants on them because they're behind on child support. Mm-hmm. I plan to work closely with some of the individuals, the fathers, that are really trying to take care of their children, but they are afraid to go visit their children because they know the police is going to be out there maybe looking for them. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is, I just want, well, I understand the politics, there's a lot of bickering, but, you know, in the course of the politicians bickering, I want to make sure the people that want to work have money in their pockets.
239-1310 This afternoon's name is, we're Sam Carson, announcing today that he is running as an independent for the office of mayor of Indianapolis, and the election will be in November of next year. 239-1310 What else would you do differently if you're elected mayor than what's being done now?
Number one, I don't have a problem with accepting responsibility. A couple of months ago, I saw something on television where some individuals had damaged their tires hitting chuck holes, mm-hmm. and they did everything that they were required to do, but they were still denied. Mm-hmm. Number one, if you do everything that you're required to do, as far as it may seem like it's something simple, but quite a few of the folks out here tearing up their cars and tearing up their rims, they can't afford to. You know, another vehicle. They can't afford to buy tires and rims. Mm-hmm. The city of Indianapolis, it's important that we learn how to accept responsibility. Okay. And I've never heard the city of Indianapolis do that. I have to, speak on, the police department. Mm-hmm. I know I'm all over the place, but I know you have another guest coming in, but I have to speak on the police department. As mayor, I don't see hiring any more police. You have the Marion County Sheriff over there, John Layton, that has a couple of 300 officers that can hit the ground running right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they are already in someone's budget. And then I'm very disappointed that along with the notion of hiring more police officers, these classes still don't have people that look like me, you know, maybe mm-hmm. one or two, and I don't get that. Mm-hmm. And in 46218, as mayor, I would put the majority of the police officers in 46218 and other areas that are predominantly black, the majority of black officers in these areas.
You mentioned at the beginning that you're not a black candidate, and you also mentioned wanting, you know, to help improve the economy of the least of these. How would electing Sam Carson mayor help the whites and the Latinos in the city who are seeing their standard, not every white person in the city is seeing their standard of living rise. In fact, many are seeing their standard of living fall. So how does Sam Carson help them?
Okay. As far as the $15 an hour job, I mean, that no color is attached to that. Mm-hmm. If a person is not working, there's no discriminatory, no discrimination or whatever
right.
involved in that. As far as helping, the plan is designed to deter crime. Mm-hmm. If a person can get out here and work and make an honest, you know, living, $300 a week, I think instead of, they don't have anything left to pawn.
Right.
I'm looking at creating a cultural board, black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, but I need that board to, a lot of what I speak on may not have the interest of some of the folks out here. Mm-hmm. So it's important for the cultural board to let me know what the concerns are of that particular culture. So the answer to your question as far as the Hispanics and the whites, I'm putting people to work. I'm hoping that you have less break-ins. When I walk them down Pennsylvania Street, I see a lot of broken glass from cars. I guess cars have been broken into. So I'm trying to put people to work. I'm trying to give a person an alternative opposed to committing crime.
We're talking with Sam Carson, running as an independent candidate for mayor of Indianapolis. Sam, education is becoming a bigger issue for the mayor of Indianapolis. Obviously, there was this big push to raise all this money to provide vouchers, scholarships, if you will, for four-year-olds to attend a quality preschool. The mayor's office still has a number of charter schools under their authority. What would a Mayor Sam Carson do about education?
Well, I'll begin by saying that my plan is to no longer sponsor mayor chartered schools. Mm-hmm. I plan to invest 100% into IPS, mm-hmm. To hire quality teachers. As far as IPS is concerned, I believe that we need to hire more black teachers to teach the young black men. Mm-hmm. I was somewhere last week, a school off of Raymond, and it was a class full of young black men, and they had one white teacher, and pretty much she just didn't seem like she really, and no disrespect to her, she just couldn't handle them. Mm-hmm. And I just I often hear that there are no black male teachers out here applying for these jobs. I think that's a lie. Mm-hmm. And as far as the charter schools, no more sponsored charter schools from the mayor's office. I plan to, I would love to meet with Michael Brown and the young man over Shortridge, because I don't know how that happened. You know, that principal over there was doing a good job with that school. Now all of a sudden, you know, it's been taken away from me. But as far as schools go in the city of Indianapolis, there's something going on in the city. I'm not a big fan of the Mayan Trust. Mm-hmm. And I know that Barb Peterson was the founder of the Mayan Trust. And I just, there's something going on. I think that there's it's something going on. I just believe they're trying to Europeanize a lot of black kids. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, I don't know what the curriculum is. You know, you have a lot of black inventors out here that are doing good things. If you look around the city of Indianapolis, the only statues that I see, reflect, blackness and greatness in this town is either the, statue of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King over there on 17th and College. Mm-hmm. You have a bust of my mother inside of the State House, rotunda. And then you have a black slave on the west end of Monument Circle. But as far as the city of Indianapolis goes, we have greatness in this town. We had Oscar Robertson, George McGinnis. I mean, great, great people. Then where are those statues? Mm-hmm. You know, and even I know that the Honorable Bill Mays passed last week, but there was also another gentleman that passed that was the head coach of Broad Ripple.
Bill Smith.
Yeah. Bill Smith. You know, why is there not a bronze full-size sculpture of Bill Smith in front of Broad Ripple High School? Mm-hmm. As far as Christmas Attucks goes, I went to an event over at Christmas Attucks a while back. The structure is crumbling. Mm-hmm. And I'm just concerned that as far as I believe Christmas Attucks is a medical magnet school, right?
Right.
Okay, I propose pilot program with some historical black colleges, you know, and as mayor, I would love to travel to these cities like Tuskegee to see if they would be interested in, let's say it was, Christmas Attucks, right. You know, the Christmas Attucks, Spelman University High School or whatever. You know, I just think that we need to add something that would interest kids in going back to school.
We're talking with Sam Carson. He is announcing today that he is an independent candidate for mayor of Indianapolis, 239-1310, 239-1310, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890. Keyword is Amos, 239-1310. And again, as we go in this mayor's race, in this open seat, our goal is to have as many of the candidates for mayor on this program as many times as they wish to come, so that we can you have plenty of opportunity to talk directly to the men and women who want to be the 49th mayor of Indianapolis. Let me start today with Brother Imhotep. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, Amos?
Fine.
All right, I was at Mount Carmel last night, and I tell you, you looked odd. You looked rather ravishing and dashing in your outfit last night. I want to give a thanks to the Reverend Pastor over there, Theron Williams, and everybody. That was, yeah. I mean, that was some good music going on. But Mr. Carson, I tell you, you're preaching to the choir, man. I got lambasted Friday by a gentleman because I said the same thing about kids being made into robots, Europeanizing them and stuff like that, and that's all there is to it. A good friend of mine is Pat Brown, and we talk about this all the time. I have a relative who used to be a principal at a school here. We speak about the same thing all the time. I want your opinion on this, Mr. Carson. When we were talking Friday about this pre-K issue, and the main drawback was to people was that, well, the kids don't know how to sit down. They stand in third, and at least they can learn something because they're not getting it at home. How in the heck can you solve an issue if it first is not dealt with at the home structure? Can you elaborate on that, what you think about that real fast?
Well, as far as this pre-K thing, bottom line, someone out here has figured a way to make some money. And I was insulted to see, and I say this respectfully, Greg Ballard. I just think that our kids are being used for photo ops.
That's exactly what I thought. But if you listen to our people, except for a few people that called in, Larry and another guy that called in talking about the breakdown of the structures, they think it's this great thing that's going to allow these kids to get some structure that they're not getting at home when the majority of your education is from home in life. It's ridiculous that we can buy this lie again and not know that you're right. It's just a money grab. And then one other question I'd like to ask you, what do you think? Do you think it is honestly possible for an African-American candidate to honestly win the mayor election? Even Cincinnati has had a black mayor recently. What do you think?
Well, it's important because in this town, I'm sure, as you know, where you stand in politics determines where you sit. I understand that the Carson and Malone is not going to do it, but I'm always in the market for a good fight. The party has a person that they've selected that I think that he's probably a very nice guy, but I just don't believe that the interest of black America will, unless you spend a lot of money, will be addressed.
And, well, man, I sure appreciate you. Thank you. And I'll listen to the rest of you off the air. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Let me go to Ronnie at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
Fine.
Your guest, Mr. Carson?
Yes, sir.
I knew your Miss Carson, and she had told me to run at one time for office, but I didn't do it because I didn't have that fight in me. Keep that fight in you, and you can win. You can do anything if you keep on fighting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And don't worry about it when some of your own people go against you, because that's going to happen.
Well, I'll say
that's
this.
That's the way they are
city. I'll say this on that. Every
city is full of backbiters.
Everybody kin to me ain't friend to me, and I get that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Ronnie. Appreciate it. Let me go to BK at 239-1310. Hi there.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
Fine.
I think you have a great idea, and I think it's something that this city needs, and I want to know how we can get involved and support the candidate. Sam Carson.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on now. The way I talk, a lot of folks say, man, you talk funny, you know, but the bottom line is I just don't have that European tongue in my mouth. But I have a lot of good in my heart, so I just have to speak what's on my mind, and I go into this race understanding that I just turned 58 December 7th. Folks my age pretty much are not going to support me. I have to really get out here and talk to young America.
All right. Let me go back to the phones. And Nicole at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Hi, Mr. Carson. I was calling in because I had been listening to you on the radio, and basically I was living in some apartment, and my apartment had caught on fire, and it was water damage to my apartment. I had paid my deposit. I had paid my rent up for a couple months. And when all of this had happened, my apartment did not give me no help at all. I have a son that has asthma, and I have another son that has one of his ears. He's deaf in one ear, and he has a speech impediment, and they never helped with anything. So for the past week, I have been sleeping in my vehicle, and sleeping in hotel rooms.
When was the fire?
It was December the 3rd.
Did the Red Cross provide any assistance?
They put us in a hotel room for one night.
Mm-hmm. And then the apartment doesn't want to move you to an empty apartment?
No, she initially had told me on Friday that she had another unit available to come and pick up my keys Saturday morning. About 10:30, I had went to pick up my keys, and she told me that she didn't have another unit available.
Is she the manager? She got a boss? You know, everybody has a boss.
Yes, I called corporate. They won't return my calls. I left message after message. They haven't returned my calls at all. I actually just called right before I called in to your station.
Does the does corporate have an email address? Do you have email?
Yes, I've emailed them. I've sent them a certified letter, all of that.
And does your lease have any provision that if the apartment is damaged through no fault of your own, that they have to provide assistance?
Yes.
The lease says that?
Yes. And when I asked her for assistance, she said that she was not obligated to put us up anywhere.
But you're swearing that your lease says that?
Yes, I have my lease in front of me.
You need to talk to an attorney. An attorney needs to read that lease.
Okay.
You got church home?
Yes.
You need to talk to your pastor. There may be an attorney that's a member of your church who could look over their lease out of the goodness of their heart, or you can get a hold of the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic.
Okay.
They're at 429-4131.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
What can a mayor do to eliminate these kinds of solvable homeless situations, like the caller said?
Well,
I mean, there's somebody that's working, fire, a landlord not trying to be officious, and the attitude is, instead of trying to help, trying to make it hard.
If the city can propose, what is that, $50 million for what, 37 years? You know, $1 billion for...
Yeah, whatever these people are coming on at 2 o'clock talking about.
Yeah, in my opinion, for something we don't need, there's no investment in people in this city. And it sounds like the young lady has children. So now, you know, she's struggling. Mm-hmm. There needs to be money. There needs to be emergency assistance. The city needs to be more involved.
Let me go. I think BK got disconnected. BK, you back with us?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Carson, what I was asking you, and including myself, there probably are some people our age that are willing to get out here and do the grassroots work. So how do we get involved to get you on the ballot to get you elected?
All right. BK wants to know, how did they help you become mayor, the 49th mayor of Indianapolis?
Well, do you have your ink pen?
BK?
Yes.
You got a pen?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. 317, and I'll give this out at the end of my interview on the show, but 317-762-5158, 762-5158. That's my Mayor 2K15 direct line. Give me a call, please.
762-5158.
Yes.
Okay, we support you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's news with Sam Carson. He is now officially, as about 25 minutes ago, a candidate, an independent candidate for mayor of Indianapolis in the election that will be in November of 2015. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of our interview with Sam Carson at the top of the hour. What is with this Justice Center that's going to cost us $750 million that somebody else is going to build for us, but they run it, but we own it? We'll try to answer many of the questions that people are wondering about with this Justice Center. It's Afternoons with Amos after these.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, President of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
Back to the phones in Torona with Sam Carson, independent candidate for mayor. Hi there.
Yes, hi, my name is Torona.
I'm sorry.
And how are you doing this morning, Ms. Carson?
We're fine. What's up?
My question is, I am a woman who is 51 years old, I'm disabled, and I take care of a 23-year-old son who is mentally challenged. What do you propose for families in this situation, or have you thought about it?
Well, to be honest, ma'am, I've not thought about it. So I don't want to just sit here and say, oh, yeah, I have. No, I haven't. And at this point, that's something that I need to, you know, look at. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, ma'am, what would you want a mayor to do?
Well, what I would like to see is some sort of lifeline as far as a discount on rent other than having to pay full price on rent. I mean, they say I make too much, and so I can't get Section 8, or I can't get, and then food stamps. Food stamps is another thing. I feel like it's a joke for a grown man to get more food stamps than I do. Mm-hmm. And I only get like $78, and a grown man can come home from prison and get $150 to $200.
How many people in your household?
Two.
And is your income more than $23,000 a year?
No, I think it might be a little more than that. I get $840, I believe, a month, and then my son gets $700-something a month.
So between the $840 and the $700-something, that's about $1,600 a month You're close to the line. I don't know whether you're over or not. Because two person, you might be a two person household. You're roughly 19.
Right. So it's like, and there was a time where I was working.
Uh-huh.
And when I was working like maybe 9 hours mm-hmm. for two companies because I'm a nurse's aide.
Right.
And they'll turn around and say you make too much. And I believe the stipulations for food stamps need to change. Because, it's frustrating for a grown man to come home from prison and get more than I do.
That shouldn't even be that way, but that's a whole nother kettle of fish. That's a federal thing. But let me rephrase it another way to Sam Carson, mayoral candidate. Is one of the issues that's going to be in this mayor's race the disparity in income, you know, the large number of people in this city that not only are living below the poverty level, but there was that study that United Ways across the state did that basically showed there's another 25% of all households, one out of every four households in Indianapolis are people that live above the poverty level, but don't make enough to have a decent standard of living.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Sam, is that the hidden issue in this campaign that all of the candidates, independent, Democrat, Republican, and Libertarian, are going to have to come to grips with?
Well, yes. And one thing about this campaign, and ma'am, I don't know if have you lived in Indianapolis for a while?
Yeah, I've lived all my life.
Okay, and I'm sure at some point you've received mail from people running for federal office, state office, and local office. My plan is, as mayor, regardless of the issue, if you live in the city of Indianapolis and Marion County, I'm not going to just let you continue to, you know, get to run around from people. If it's a state issue, I need to know about it. You are an Indianapolis Marion County resident. But what will happen is you'll call the city and they'll say, oh, well, that's a state issue. You need to call them. Are you okay? Well, I tell you what, stop sending me stuff. If you can't help me, why am I voting for you? You know, right. And I would love for people like yourself and others to start holding your elected officials accountable. And as mayor of the city of Indianapolis, it's important that maybe once or at least once a year to have the different state, local and federal agencies at meetings so we can address this and look them in the eye. I'll set it up.
Okay.
Because I'll do what I can to help you.
Okay. And then one more thing, too, mm-hmm. I've noticed. This state, to me, has fallen short of its glory because there are a lot of problems here in this city that are unaddressed, and most of it is emotional setback in our own family. And I believe that's why it's so much crime and so much hatred.
Man,
because
that,
we have, we have, and then you have, these people standing on the corner, you know, looking for money. And I mean, I've heard the stories in the past and they said, you know, well, you know, they really didn't need it. But, you know, there are other homeless people out here, and you have some of these buildings, too, that probably could run for free, free electricity and free water for these people to have some place to go besides standing on the corner asking for money. And in order for somebody to get a job, they have to have a residential address. Well, how can somebody get a job if they're still standing on the corner asking for money?
I agree with that.
And it's wrong. So we fallen short in a lot of places here in Indianapolis, and it needs to be dealt with.
Okay, it needs to be dealt with. And like Robert Einstein says, if you continue to do the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, that's insanity. We need to hold the elected officials accountable. You know,
yeah.
I don't care if they have a big old D on their head, Democrat or Republican or whatever.
Right.
What are they doing? I mean, you know, bottom line, if you get their attention if you have money. You know, but,
yeah.
Okay, but let me say this. They look at the person with money as a hand, that's feeding them. Okay, when we go to the, polls on election day and we, darken in that circle next to that name, we are the ones that are feeding them. But once we feed them and they start hanging out with these people with this money and this power, we can't even get sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing. And then when we call, we're put on hold. They're not going to call us back.
Mm-mm.
I appreciate the call, Toronto. Thank you. Let me go to Mayhem at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Hey, Mr. Carson, I only got 2 points. You're going to have a hard job because most of your enemies are the enemies of your same color is going to go against you. I wonder how they put into law that dealing with the sheriff, how would you undo that law? And the myth dealing with the prison pipeline, somebody said it was scientific. Well, I believe it's man-made, and the person that said that, they need to be fired once you get in. And how would you deal with some of our people that put the face on crime is supposed to be black, but crime is dealing with everybody? I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, well, so number one, I'm glad you did bring it up so I didn't forget that. They have the police consolidation. I believe it took place in, 2007, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
My plan is to, I don't see the benefit of police consolidation, the IMPD. I think that the sheriff needs to have his powers reinstated. I don't think that a person with Sheriff Layton's experience and his team of experienced officers should just have to oversee a jail. They need to be out here on the street. They need to have their budget increased. Terry Curry is prosecutor. He needs to have his budget increased. So my plan is to give John Layton pretty much whatever he wants. He wants your power back. You got it because he's a good man, and I believe in him. So that's my point on the sheriff. As far as the cradle to prison pipeline, that's a reality. You know, that's why I'm not buying into, all of a sudden, you know, you care about our kids and these photo ops. So, I mean, I could go more in detail. And at the end of the show, I'll leave my number and just give me a call and maybe we can talk.
All right. 239-1310. 239-1310. Afternoon's name is with Sam Carson, independent candidate for mayor. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after these.
WTLC AM Indianapolis. Indy's choice for inspiration and praise. AM 1310, The Light.
Speaking of the health department, Marion County Health Department Director Dr. Virginia Kay will be here on Thursday to talk about an assessment they did on the health of Indianapolis and Marion County residents. It's not good. We'll hear from her on Thursday. On Friday, Drew! The head of the Indianapolis Museum of Art will be here to try to explain their decision that nobody in town likes to go from free admission to $18 for adults with no senior citizen discount, $10 for kids, and no discounts for low income. He'll be here Friday. Oh, that'll be off. Anyway, all that and more with Sam Carson. A couple things before I go back to callers. On your platform, you got a couple things that are kind of radical. One has to deal with marijuana. What the mayor got to do with marijuana?
Well, I've been paying a lot of attention to Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, they're making millions of dollars from the sales of marijuana. So I think it would be advantageous for the city of Indianapolis to have some dialogue as far as the benefits. The city of Indianapolis is always asking the question, where do we get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, now, I'm for the legalization of marijuana. Mm-hmm. Some of the candidates may dance around it. I don't dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I never have learned how to dance. So I'm not going to start a political dance, but I support the legalization of marijuana. In 2015, I plan to have, you know, discussions. You know, I would love to hear from the folks that are for it and against it. I plan to travel to Denver, not to smoke weed, but to
Is this a benefit for our community?
Right, to find out more about it. And I support it, and the money, I believe, without a doubt, will help programs. And if you don't want dope money, don't take it.
Let me ask this other question. This is kind of breaking news today. The Navistar Foundry, which used to be the Chrysler Foundry back in the day, is closing for good. About 180 people will lose their jobs. Those jobs were part of a promise that Navistar made that got some tax breaks several years ago from the city. What's your position if you become mayor with tax breaks going to companies that promise jobs and then they renege on the deal?
Well, it's like a creditor. You're not going to just walk away and just, break their promise. As mayor, being the chief executive of the city of Indianapolis, I'm holding people accountable. It's not political to me. I understand you are a major corporation, but you lied. Now, the little man's going to go to jail. The little man's going to lose his house or his car. So you think you can, you know, just walk away with those tax breaks? I don't like it. And that, I don't have a pretty way of saying that. But to me, you lied.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to fulfill that obligation that you agreed to fulfill.
Let me go to Concern at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yeah, great show, Amos. Wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the show. I thought maybe I wanted to ask a question, but after the legalization of marijuana, I don't know, with that comment, I don't know if I would be asking a question to a person that I would vote for. But with that said, one of the things I see as a concern for me is that I see a lot of factory jobs, which is good here in Indianapolis, but what I see is a lot of times people are more so in a position of just going from week to week, paycheck to paycheck. But my concern is, you know, how can we start encouraging more entrepreneurship, more home ownership? But obviously, one of the biggest problems is economics in this area. And I think that when looking at those type of options, we'll kind of solidify along with the spiritual aspect of things.
All right.
Comment on that.
All right, Sam Carson, entrepreneurship.
Okay, if you get a chance, sir, when you are near a computer, I would like you to look up Seaway, S-E-A-W-A-Y, Seaway Bank and Trust. It's the third largest minority-owned, black-owned bank in the United States of America. My plan is to invite, and by the way, the founder, they were founded, I believe, in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
The founder, Mr. Dickens, he passed in 2013, but his wife, Miranda Dickens, is the chairman of the board, and she hired a young man by the name of Daryl Jackson. So my plan is to invite them to come here because I would think that a starting point for the black economics in this town that's not even there anymore, and I just recently found out that they don't have a black chamber anymore here.
Hmm.
So I don't know how that happened, but a lot of people are very reluctant to deal with black banks, so I plan to invite them to come to the city of Indianapolis and let's have a conversation because I think that they are the experts and perhaps could share some of their ideas and thoughts.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Mark right quick at 239-1310. Hi, Mark.
How you doing? Thanks, Amos. I got a question about veterans. There's a lot of homeless veterans. I used to be one myself, a homeless disabled veteran. There are a couple of places here that so-called supposed to be helping the homeless veterans. one homeless, HVAC being one. I can't think of the other name that's on, I think, on Meridian Street, for sale from veterans. I did both of them, and the help was very, very, very poor help. The things they get, I know they get large grants just from knowing some people who work there after I had left the program and staying in contact with people. I know they get a lot of large federal grants to help veterans, but the money doesn't seem to be getting to the veterans. I know some of the housing, especially that HVAC has, is below, it's despicable, actually. I know the carpet that we lived on, like the carpet that came out.
I'm running short of time. What's the question?
So the question is, how would you hold accountable agencies to take federal money but are not helping the veterans in the city of Indianapolis? How can you hold those organizations accountable to make sure that the veterans here or any homeless person is getting the help that they need?
Okay, let me start by saying I'm a veteran. I was in the Marine Corps for 3 years, 1974, 1977, 0311 infantry. And when I say infantry, I had to do my own fighting. As far as the veterans being homeless or whatever, that's unacceptable. I understand it's a federal issue, so you, myself, and some others, I just think that it's time for some dialogue. So let's put it on the table.
Sam Carson, standard closing question for everybody that's running for something for the 2015 election. If people want more information about your campaign, you're an independent candidate for mayor, so you would not be in the May primary, but you're in it to win it for the November election. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact me at 317-762-5158.
Well, slow down, because people are trying to write now.
317-762-5158. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter at Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, Carson, 2K15, like the video game, Mayor Carson, 2K15. And I'm also on Facebook at Mayor Carson, 2K15. But Amos, I have one more thing.
Real quick.
Can I get it in? Okay, as far as the Indianapolis Police Department goes, I know that oftentimes when an officer is stopped or locked up for drinking and driving, someone comes on television behind them and say, well, the job is hard. My message to the police officers that are drinking and driving, perhaps this is not the job for you. Because if I'm drinking and driving, my license is getting suspended. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how a police officer can drive drunk and keep their driver's license. And then when they have accidents, I'm sure the insurance rates are going up. And I'm curious as to how many times the city of Indianapolis has had the insurance canceled. You know, we have some reckless police officers. We have good police officers, but we have some that are reckless, and this is not the place for you to work.
Sam Carson is an independent candidate for Indy Mayor. He threw his hat in the ring, went from exploratory to active candidate. So now, let me see, the number of active candidates we have right now is 3. Sam Carson, independent. Jocelyn Tandy Adonde, Republican. And Joe Hogshead, Democrat. There may be more here before it's all over with. Sam Carson, good luck to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year.